I hope telling you today's story turns out to be a slam dunk. It's time for Cool, Weird, Awesome, where we take great stories right to the hoop. I'm Brady. It's Friday, July 1st. Today in 1947, Wat Mysacka became the first non-white player to be drafted into what is now the NBA. Mysacka was born and raised in Ogden, Utah. There he played and excelled at a wide range of sports. In fact, when he made it into professional basketball, some people in his hometown were surprised because they knew him best as a standout bowler. In basketball, he was a standout on defense, and on offense, he could sink some impressive shots, especially for a guy who was 5'7", not a giant by basketball standards. He won championships in high school, in junior college, and in four-year college. That includes an NCAA men's basketball title he won with the University of Utah in 1944. That's particularly remarkable. Mysacka, a Japanese-American, became a basketball star and a champion at a time when the U.S. government had forced many Japanese-Americans into internment camps. There was even a camp in his home state. People in the camps, by the way, were some of Mysacka's biggest fans. He was drafted into the Army during his college career and served overseas. He resumed playing basketball when he came back. That's when he learned he was being drafted by the New York Knicks. Mysacka was the first player of Asian descent to join what was then the Basketball Association of America. That league eventually became part of the NBA. His first game there was also one of his last. He only played three times in the league, but still, those were historic appearances. Mysacka played just a few months after Jackie Robinson had broken the color barrier in Major League Baseball, and several years before Earl Lloyd became the first black player in the NBA. After basketball, Mysacka pursued a career in engineering, he raised a family, and he took up bowling again. He scored a near-perfect game at age 80. You can learn more about Wat Mysacka, basketball pioneer, and a pretty outstanding bowler for that matter, at coolweirdawesome.com. And coming up, we'll head to Minnesota for even more sports. That's after this.
Cool, Weird, Awesome is listener-powered thanks to our backers on Patreon.
For just $1 a month, you'll get loads of extras, including more episodes of the show,
previews of upcoming episodes,
and the chance to add their own messages to the show.
Backing us would be cool. Backing us would be awesome. Backing us will never be weird.
Visit patreon.com/Brady Carlson
and thanks.
Welcome back. Minneapolis and St. Paul, Minnesota are known for having the largest Hmong population in the United States. This weekend, the Twin Cities are hosting the Hmong International Freedom Festival, which features, among other attractions, some pretty serious sports competitions. One of them is known as Sepak Takraw, which is like traditional volleyball, except for most of the time, you can't use your arms or hands. I'm Brady. That sport is not surprisingly also known as kick volleyball. Thanks for listening, and come back again tomorrow for more Cool, Weird, Awesome.
Another helpful Brady Carlson project.